Welcome back to the Deep Dive, everyone. Today we're going to be diving into something that I think affects just about all of us.
Yeah.
It's insurance fraud, but we're not talking about, you know, the old slip and fall kind of stuff.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about insurance fraud in the digital age.
Yeah, that's right.
And I think for anyone out there listening who really wants to understand complex issues efficiently, this is going to be a fascinating topic to dive into. We're talking about how digital transformation and fraud have kind of come together.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have some really good sources today talking about digital transformation and evolving insurance fraud and navigating digital transformation and fraud risk, how AI is equipping insurers to win the fight.
Wow, those are some long titles.
They are, but they're good. They're very descriptive. They really give us a comprehensive picture of this whole issue of digital transformation and fraud.
Absolutely. And our goal today is to really understand this intersection of technology and risk. Mm-hmm. You know, how has the move to online applications, automated claims, all of these things that have really made our lives easier?
For sure.
How has that also at the same time opened up new avenues for fraud? And then even more importantly, how are we using cutting edge AI to combat these new threats?
That's the real question.
So let's jump right in. And I think the best place to start is with this idea of digital transformation itself.
Absolutely.
You know, it's been this sort of double-edged sword.
Yeah, for sure. And both our sources really point that out. On the one hand, you know, moving to these digital platforms has been undeniably positive for the customer experience.
Yeah, it's been great.
It's increased operational efficiency for insurance companies.
I mean, think about, like, you know, 10 years ago, if you wanted to file a claim, you had to, you know, call up somebody, wait on hold.
So much paperwork, faxing things. It was awful.
Exactly. Now you can just do it all online.
Boom. Just like that.
Yeah. So easy. So convenient. But what's the kind of the hidden downside to all of this?
Well, I think that the big thing is this decrease in human intervention.
Right.
Right. So as we've automated these processes, we've inadvertently increased the risk of fraud.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, because by reducing those human checks and balances, those things that, you know, a person would notice if they were looking at a piece of paper.
Right.
You know, things like underwriting when a policy is issued or claims processing when a payout is requested.
Right.
Those things have become more susceptible to fraud. Activities that a human might have just noticed on paper can easily go undetected in the purely digital world.
Yeah, that makes sense. So you're saying that those features that make it so convenient for us as customers also create these kind of like systemic vulnerabilities that can be exploited by those who are looking to game the system.
Exactly. And especially those who are, you know, a little more sophisticated. We're talking about fraud rings.
Right.
Not just individuals anymore.
So it's not just like a couple of people trying to, you know, make a quick buck. This is organized.
This is organized crime we're talking about.
Yeah.
And automation, which was initially intended to, you know, free up human expertise for those more complex tasks, has unintentionally empowered these fraud networks to operate at a much larger scale.
Right, because you don't have that human oversight at those key points.
That's exactly. So they can submit fraudulent applications and claims at a much greater volume and with much greater ease.
So we've got this kind of perfect storm brewing where we've got this digital transformation making things faster and easier.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's creating these vulnerabilities. And then you've got these organized fraud networks that are ready to pounce.
Absolutely. They're ready to take advantage of this.
So how do insurers respond?
Well, this is where AI comes in. And both of our sources really emphasize AI-powered entity resolution and network analysis.
Okay. Now, those are some big words.
They are, but they're very cool technologies.
Break it down for me.
So essentially, these AI systems can do things that humans simply cannot do at the scale that's required.
Okay, give me an example.
So they can actually detect hidden connections mm-hmm. between policies, claims, even the individuals involved.
Okay.
They look for patterns and anomalies that would be impossible for a human to spot when you're talking about, you know, sifting through mountains of data.
Right.
And they do this by analyzing shared data points.
Okay.
Like phone numbers, email addresses, even seemingly insignificant details from third-party records.
Oh, wow. So, like, you know, if two different claims come in and they have the same phone number but different names.
Exactly. The AI can pick up on that.
Yeah.
And that's really key. As digital transformation and evolving insurance fraud points out, this ability to connect disparate data points is absolutely crucial.
So it's like assembling a giant jigsaw puzzle where each piece of information by itself doesn't tell you much.
Yeah.
But when you put it all together, you start to see this bigger picture.
Exactly. And that allows the AI to do what's called entity resolution. so they can actually determine the true identity behind a policy or a claim.
Okay.
Even if the fraudsters are using fake names or shell companies to hide their activity.
Oh, wow.
The AI can look beyond those superficial details and identify those underlying links.
So the AI is pretty good at figuring out who's who.
It's getting there.
Okay. So let's say the AI does its thing and identifies these suspicious links. What happens next? Like, how do insurers actually use this information to take action?
Well, this is where we get into what our sources call actionable insights. Based on the potential fraud that the AI systems identify, insurers can implement very targeted interventions. Navigating Digital Transformation and Fraud Risk lays out some really good examples of this.
Okay, give me some examples.
One thing they could do is automatically flag policies for non-renewal if they're connected to a known or suspected fraud network.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah, so they proactively cut ties with potentially fraudulent actors. Another thing they can do is trigger a more in-depth investigation if a claim comes in that looks suspicious.
Okay, so instead of just automatically processing the claim, it gets flagged for a further review.
Exactly. And this is where human investigators come in.
So the AI is kind of like the first line of defense.
It's like a triage system.
And then the human investigators are there to dig deeper if needed.
Exactly. And then beyond those immediate actions, they can use all the insights from the AI to improve their risk models. So by incorporating external data, by learning from past fraud attempts, they can actually refine the accuracy and the scope of their fraud detection going forward.
So it's this constant process of improvement. The more data the AI has, the better it gets at spotting these patterns.
Absolutely. It's a learning system.
That's great. So now, you know, throughout this conversation, we've been talking about false declarations. And, you know, I think a lot of people might think that fraud is just about, you know, completely made up accidents.
Yeah.
But it's not just that, is it?
No. Not at all. And our sources really emphasize that digitization has significantly increased the risk of false declarations.
Oh, okay.
And this has always been an issue. You know, someone might underestimate their annual mileage on their car insurance application.
Right. Just little white lies.
Yeah. Just to save a few bucks.
Okay. But how has the digital world made this worse?
Well, because now it's so much easier for bad actors to coordinate and submit multiple applications with slightly different variations of misinformation.
So they might submit, you know, 10 different applications with just slightly different details.
Exactly. And it's very hard for a human to detect that pattern.
Right.
It contributes to premium leakage.
So the insurer charges a lower premium than they should based on the actual risk.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then in the long run, that leads to higher losses and ultimately higher premiums for everybody.
Gotcha.
And digital transformation and evolving insurance fraud really gets into how the ease of submitting these digital applications has made this a much bigger problem.
So it's not just one person bending the truth. It's organized groups doing it across multiple policies.
Precisely. And once again, AI offers a huge advantage here because it can analyze all those seemingly unrelated applications and identify those subtle patterns of misrepresentation.
Okay, so we've talked about how digital transformation has created new opportunities for fraud and how AI is being used to counter that. But the methods of fraud are constantly evolving, aren't they? So what's the next big challenge on the horizon?
Well, I think one of the biggest emerging threats is generative AI, or Gen AI, as it's called.
Gen AI. Okay, so we're talking about AI that can create really realistic looking content like images, text, even audio and video.
Exactly. And fraudsters are already starting to use this technology to create incredibly convincing digital forgeries.
Okay, so what does that look like in the insurance world?
Well, think about things like manipulated images of damage to support a claim, or fabricated invoices, or even fake supporting documents that look totally genuine.
Wow. So if the forgeries are that good, how can you even tell the difference?
That's the big challenge. The quality of these AI generated assets is improving so rapidly that it's becoming very difficult to distinguish them from the real thing, even for trained professionals.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So traditional methods of document verification might not be enough anymore.
So what do we do?
Well, this is where AI comes to the rescue again.
Oh, interesting. So it's AI fighting AI.
Exactly. There's a lot of research and development going on right now to create AI systems that can specifically detect these Gen AI generated forgeries.
And how do they do that?
Well, they're using a variety of techniques. Some of them analyze the metadata associated with the digital images, looking for inconsistencies or telltale signs of AI generation.
Okay.
Others use sophisticated algorithms that can actually detect deepfakes and other AI-generated documents.
Wow.
And then another key technique is cross-referencing the content of the documents with known fraud patterns or suspicious identities in large databases.
So it's about looking at the bigger picture, not just the document itself.
Precisely, it's about connecting the dots. And that's why this integration of AI in areas like image and document forensics, combined with entity resolution, is becoming absolutely crucial.
So it's this arms race where, you know, the fraudsters are developing new techniques and then the insurers are having to develop new countermeasures.
Exactly. And navigating digital transformation and fraud risk really hammers home this point that fraud prevention has to evolve at the same pace as the methods of fraud themselves.
Right.
And that the future of the insurance industry really depends on their ability to do that.
It's like this constant game of cat and mouse.
It is.
So what's the takeaway for insurers? What do they need to do to stay ahead of the curve?
Well, both of our sources really emphasize that while digital transformation is essential for insurers to remain competitive and meet customer expectations, it has to be balanced with really robust risk controls.
Right.
The operational efficiencies that they've gained by reducing human oversight have inadvertently created these vulnerabilities that fraudsters are all too happy to exploit.
Right. So it's not just about making things faster and easier. You have to think about the security implications as well.
Absolutely. You have to build in those safeguards from the very beginning.
And it sounds like AI is a big part of that.
It's going to be absolutely crucial.
So to kind of sum up our deep dive today, the digital revolution in insurance, while it's brought a lot of benefits, has also opened up these new avenues for fraud. But the good news is that AI is emerging as a really powerful tool to combat these threats.
Yeah, it's definitely a game changer.
So for all of you listeners out there, we've just taken a deep dive into this fascinating world of digital transformation and insurance fraud. It's a complex issue with implications for the entire insurance industry and really for all of us who are customers.
And it raises some really important questions for all of us to think about.
Yeah.
You know, how are these continuous advancements in technology going to continue to shape this dynamic between innovation and fraud, not just in insurance, but in other industries as well?
That's a really good question.
What are the fundamental principles of security and vigilance that are going to remain constant no matter what new technologies emerge?
Yeah, that's something for all of us to ponder.
Absolutely.
Well, we encourage all of you to continue exploring these issues, and thank you for joining us on this deep dive.
Thanks for having me.